B-Pod Studios.
Ready, set, go!
This is Checkpoint XP Daily, your daily dose of esports and video game discussion. A complete look at all things esports and gaming. A production of Beasley Esports XP. Here are your hosts, Nate Bender, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan.
Checkpoint reached.
Hey, welcome to Checkpoint XP Daily for Friday, October 11th, 2019, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on the Talk of Las Vegas, 101.5 FM and 720 AM, as well as KJR 950 in Seattle, Washington. Coming up today on Checkpoint XP Daily, Robbie's found a list of the top 10 worst video game movies, and oh my god, I can't even believe that we're going to plumb those depths. Wow.
Some of them, but I'm just letting you know ahead of time, are wrong, but we'll get to that.
We're also going to get to know Sam Nelson from the Samination YouTube channel. Those conversations are coming up today here on Checkpoint XP Daily. But we start today talking about the hottest new streamer on Twitch. That's right. Our president, Donald J. Trump, has started a Twitch channel, and he has now joined the streaming populace.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if he's the hottest one, but he's definitely the orangest one.
All right, so the first thing...
You're not wrong.
First of all, are any of us... actually surprised by this? Like this was this was inevitable. This was going to happen. I mean, at some point.
UK Parliament, when we found that out, gold. This is more...
Well, he's not even the first politician to join the platform.
Bernie did it.
Yeah, Bernie's on the platform. Yep. I mean, doesn't CNN also have a Twitch?
I don't know that CNN does.
Washington Post does. Are there any other big publications like that that have done
it? I mean, really, it's mostly Bernie Sanders and the UK Parliament that I've known noticed
sort of
in terms in terms of high profile government content. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's hard for me to bristle at this because we celebrated that Bernie Sanders was embracing the platform. We celebrated that the UK Parliament was embracing the platform. Just because I personally don't like the man, I can't say that this is a horrible thing for Twitch or condemn him for being on Twitch. This does seem like the natural evolution of the way that politics is looking to engage with its body politic.
Yes. I think the part that makes me bristle at it, right, is that at some point someone had to explain to him what Twitch was and why we should do this, right?
Yeah.
And at some point in that conversation, this is a home for people who play video games was part of it. And now that he's here only, a month or so, 2 months or so after, you know, video games are evil and they're corrupting our youth, like...
Well, let's be part of that. To be fair, I'm not even 100% convinced that he even knew he was on Twitch.
That he even has any idea?
I don't think he does. I think someone set it up for him, made that decision for him.
Because it was just his rally that was being streamed. It's not like he was sitting there, you know, engaging or talking to Twitch.
No, he's not at the Oval Office.
Listen,
Which that'd be better.
I would deeply love
a stream out of the Oval Office.
I would
come on. Okay.
Playing like Age of Empires or Civ or something.
24-hour stream of just one day of Trump in the Oval Office. I would actually watch that. I would watch that in a heartbeat.
Shockingly. Who wouldn't watch that is sort of the better question.
Yes.
Like, it's... It is
halfway through the stream. Ninja breaks down the door. Oh, I'm not supposed to be here.
Oh, wrong platform. Sorry.
It's bizarre in the fact that, like, I mean, I guess no one should be surprised, right? Like, no one should be surprised, but it does seem very bizarre to have, you know, mainstream politics playing out on a medium like Twitch. And, you know, there have been a lot of conversation about this, a lot of people really bemoaning it. I think that this is as natural as any politician embracing social media. This is just meeting people where they live.
Yeah. If there was any other politician, like the president or whatever, who was younger, it would have been a no-brainer to start on Twitch.
Oh, for sure.
Like, the beginning of his presidency, it would be Twitch. You know what I mean? Or at least be part of the process. or one of the avenues they took. Let's be honest.
Do you think that this could evolve or inform any of his opinions about video games?
No.
I don't think he does, to be honest with you. Unpredictable.
Yeah, well,
that,
and to Chad's point, too, the fact that all that was on here was a rally that was being broadcast elsewhere as well, so right. It's not like it was even something specifically for Twitch.
Yeah.
I think that it does probably make sense, too, that somewhere someone on his staff was like, we need to start getting into this space, or, you know, maybe there's people in this space we can reach that we haven't yet, so let's just also put it there as well. It's not hurting anything for them by having it there.
Yeah.
So I don't know that we should expect anything more out of it than just more of his stuff also showing up on Twitch.
Like any live thing is just going to also be on Twitch now.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you want me to go ahead and eat my shoes, then if you actually get him on Twitch itself,
in the
like actually
office.
Doing, doesn't matter where he is. He can be anywhere.
Just
but if he's
one-on-one
actually,
with the audience?
It's just Twitch. It's not being broadcast anywhere else. He himself is on Twitch talking to his Twitch audience, that would surprise the hell out of me.
Yeah. I agree. Stranger things have happened. Let's start there. Is that
three times? There's actually a fourth one coming.
Boo. Boo.
Outstanding.
No, don't drop yourself. No, I absolutely reject that. I know how I feel about this, and I definitely feel weird about it. And I think the reason that I feel weird about it, and it seems very unfair for me to bring this up now, because I probably should, the same alarm bell should have gone off when Bernie Sanders had appeared, but like Twitch embracing the fact that political content is on its platform, that might be a Pandora's box that, you know, you can't unopen. You can't put that genie back in the bottle either. For a long time, and I don't know that this is Twitch that even enforced this or said this, but for a long time, the community stance was, just don't bring politics on the Twitch. Like, fine, say whatever you want to say.
I mean,
don't bring politics into it. Like,
but in
it
what
seemed
capacity?
Like a very apolitical sphere for a long time, that especially that we were operating in it, because any time that we would step out of our bubble or our narrow lane and make a comment on politics, that was always the pushback that we got. Twitch is not the place for politics,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, but I reject that. That's so stupid. That's like the whole argument that we don't want politics in our game. That's too damn bad. Politics are in everything. Movies, TVs, video games, they're all over the damn place. Now, if you don't want to actually participate in a political discussion, I get that too. I'm not a very political person myself, right? I know what I like. I know what I don't like. I'm not really one for arguing one side or the other, mostly because I'm really terrible at debating. But I get it to that point, right? But Twitch is a platform where you get to decide what you watch. You get to decide what you interact with. So whether politics end up finding a place on Twitch or not, if you're one of those people that's like, I don't want it here, switch the channel.
It's no different than going from CNN, Fox News to Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
Just change the channel.
That's exactly it. Although I do think for a lot of people, in their minds, they change the channel from cable to Twitch or from cable to YouTube.
I sure did.
You know what I mean? Like they that's their switch, right? So when politics starts seeping into something like Twitch, it's almost as if you're watching Cartoon Network and Cartoon Network comes in with a political stance, right? Then you start going, yeah, I don't know. I'm watching Cartoon Network to get away from this.
Yeah.
Now, I understand what both of you are saying. There's a bajillion channels on Twitch. If you don't like it, find a different channel. I totally support that. I do, part of me does look at this and goes, there's no going back.
No.
Like, once you as a platform allow for that kind of discourse, now, you know, when Trump Twitch chat icons start popping up.
Ooh, I didn't even think of, like,
you know what I mean?
Trump emotes.
Oh, yeah. Like, you can't, You can't be surprised at that. You can't bristle at that, especially because we celebrated it when it was part of the UK Parliament.
We got
we were like, oh, this is absolutely awesome. You can even get ridiculous Twitch emotes with it, too. And that's what some people are saying about this.
Yeah.
And I totally get it. I can't sit here and be like, well, it's not okay that Donald Trump does it because I don't like him. Well, that would make me a huge damn hypocrite, wouldn't it? Ugh.
Yeah, the end times are here, guys. It's all over. Back it up.
Well, listen, we want to hear from you. Do you think that Donald J. Trump being on Twitch is a good thing? Bad thing? What do you think? You're allowed to have your own opinions. You are not necessarily held to the same standards of being a hypocrite that I'm holding myself to. We're asking for your opinion, so give it to us. Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. I probably should have said this at the top of the show, but no Norris and Joe today. Chad's filling in for them.
Yeah, I'm here, by the way.
I'm so sorry. It occurred to me midway through the segment. I was like, I didn't introduce anybody.
Which is why I'm doing my own voice drops, because I'm doing camera today.
That's right.
True. Robbie doesn't have access to
his, Stop it.
Well, there's another point here
he's
that bluffing, I want to point
sir.
Out. And on Steve Dilla brought up is like bits towards the campaign.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that as a thing.
It's in subs. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a new way for them to drive revenue. I mean, it's pretty forward thinking when you really sit down and think about it, but I don't know that I want to think about it too hard. But again, we want to hear from you. Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Still ahead on Checkpoint XP Daily, we're going to get to know Sam Nelson of the Samination YouTube channel. He does some really awesome animation work for like Dead by Daylight and some other games. You should definitely go check him out. We're going to get to know him. That conversation will wrap up today's Checkpoint XP Daily. But ahead next, Robbie found a list of the top 10 worst video game movies of all time. I can't wait to check out this list. Stick around. That's ahead next on Checkpoint XP Daily.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
If I asked you to name the top 10 worst video game movies of all time, you think you could? Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on WXSM Tri-Cities, Tennessee, as well as ESPN Phoenix 620. You've been asking for it, and it's finally here. Checkpoint XP merch is officially available. We've got shirts, hats, hoodies, and mugs for Checkpoint XP, Low Team Damage, and The Other Identity. Plus, we've got a brand new shirt and hoodie that's available for a limited time this fall and holiday season. Check it out over at CheckpointXP.com/shop. Robbie has found a list of the top 10 worst video game movies, and I know that there are way more than 10 that could probably be included on this list.
I mean, just about every movie up until maybe a handful within the past few years. Yes.
It's really weird that Rampage was the turning point for video game movies.
You know?
When you think about it, wasn't Detective Pikachu. It started with Rampage because people actually liked and saw Rampage.
Yep, I had no qualms with Rampage. It gave me exactly what I expected out of that movie.
Isn't that weird?
And The Rock was in it as well.
Isn't that so weird that was out of
it
all?
It kind of was.
Out of
it
all
was.
Of the IPs that it could have been.
Not the Assassin's Creed movie. We're not going to. Even the Tomb Raider movie. Like I got nitpicky about that. But this list does come to us courtesy of Gamespace.com. And
real reputable resource there.
Yeah. And
thanks, GameSpace.
And the subtext for the headline is there were so many to choose from.
Would it be harder to name the 10 good ones?
I don't know that you could come up with 10 good ones.
Let's give you two.
So we're going to go ahead and go around the room here. We're going to gamify this. You guys are going to take turns trying to guess. And since we only have two of you, the chat will also get a guess as well.
Okay.
So, Chad, I'm going to start with you. What game do you think, what video game movie might be on this list?
Okay. I was thinking about it, and I know I did see it in the chat, and I hate stealing it, but it was the first one that came to my mind was Doom. The Rock was in that too.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Doom.
That movie wasn't great.
Are not on this list.
Really? That was a terrible movie.
Yep,
put it into first person perspective.
Ooh, it messed with my
As
head.
A callback to the game, guys.
Stop Whoa. It.
Nate.
All right. I did see somebody mention this in the chat as well, but I will pick a personal least favorite of mine, Final Fantasy Spirits Within. Shout out to Sevo Kevo that also put this out there as well. A movie so bad that two 13-year-olds who were in a movie theater unsupervised, which was me and my friend Brandon, decided that it would be more fun to play football with my shoe than watch the rest of the movie.
Well,
and spoiler alert, it was more fun.
You and Sevo Kevo are wrong.
Wow.
That is not on this list. So yeah, ahead and pick out a third guess from the chat.
All right. So Mr. Blinks in the chat says the Super Mario Brothers movie.
That came up a few times.
Yeah. Unfortunately, coming in at number 10, despite being a great
It is
terrible
not a great
movie.
It's not a great. It's not even
movie.
A great terrible movie.
It
it's just a terrible,
on
terrible
it,
movie.
It does have the Super Mario Brothers at number 10.
That movie almost 10? Killed Bob Hoskins.
So?
That would have been horrible.
Okay, so if a movie kills some, you know what? The Crow was still a great movie, even though What's-His-Face died in it.
I don't think The Crow was a great movie.
It was fine.
Not good enough to justify killing Brandon Lee.
Chad, back to you.
All right, just a fox on the chat says...
No, you come up with your own.
I have to make my own.
Yes, you have to make your own.
Okay.
No, the chat gets one, and I just did the one for the chat.
I thought we were doing a chat one. I don't want to steal the chat one that I just had, but I guess I'd have to... Actually, honestly, the one that I hated, my second one after Doom, was actually one that Nate mentioned, Assassin's Creed.
Oh, yeah.
That
Assassin's
movie was
Creed
garbage.
Was horrible.
And it was just because, like, why?
Yeah.
What? Like, they had so much they could have done with it, and they did that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not on the list.
Not on the list.
Not on the
this
list.
This table is too big to flip. This table is far too big to flip.
I'm going to go in the same vein as the Assassin's Creed movie, because Jake Gyllenhaal starred in the Prince of Persia movie. And
oh,
I don't
I
think anyone
that.
Even remembers the Prince of Persia movie.
I never watched it.
I do actually remember it, because I watched it around the time that I actually played through the games.
Okay.
I don't know. See, I don't think... Bad movie, yes. I don't think I'd put it in the top 10. And neither would GameSpace.
Oh, Jesus.
You guys, I feel like your memories are too recent. You have to push
back
further to like the Ooey Bowl era.
Okay. Oh, right. I got one then.
Let's go ahead and take one from the chat now.
One from the chat. Just a Fox putting out there the Warcraft movie.
Still too recent. Not on the
Still
list.
Still too recent.
But yeah, no, that was
I think the people
terrible.
Who made this list made it back in 2015.
Maybe. How old is this?
Yeah, when did they publish this?
October 10th, 2019.
Okay.
Oh, so it's really, really recent.
They did
really, really recent.
Today.
Yep.
All right.
All right, Chad, back to you.
Okay,
You guys have gotten one thing on this list.
Well, okay,
which goes to
older.
Show you that, yes, there are a lot of really bad video games.
There are.
There's one obvious one, but I'm going to hold that one. But Mortal Kombat. Like, a lot of people liked it.
All right,
but
first of all, I would like you
I'm
to,
not saying
I would like
I
you to
say it's
specify
bad.
Which Mortal Kombat.
I don't know the names of them, but I just remember watching them.
All right, there's Mortal Kombat 1 and 2.
Okay, 1, fine. No, 2. Right. 2 is probably the worst.
1 was actually, for what Mortal Kombat was a decent flick.
2, not so much?
Correct.
Okay. I have a very vague memory of it. I watched it when I was young.
Neither of them are on this list.
Jeez.
I hate this game.
All right. So when we were talking the other day, we discovered that Uwe Boll had made not one, not two, but three f***ing Blood Rain movies.
Oh, yeah.
One of those Blood Rain movies has to be on this list.
Three. I bet it's three.
Coming in at number six, Blood Rain.
Just in general?
Okay. All right.
I think it's the first one, yeah. Okay.
I feel a little bit better.
Because the third one, she's in the West for some reason.
Oh,
and,
no.
It's weird.
They went the Back to the Future route.
They really did.
The third one was in the Wild West.
Oh, no. Yeah.
All right, let's grab another one out of the chat here.
All right. So Echo Revelations keeps saying this, and I'm just going to keep I'm going to put it out there. I know that it's wrong because it's not technically based off of one video game. There's a bunch of video games that are kind of contained in it, but Pixels
not on the list.
Stop suggesting it. All right,
well, yeah,
Chad.
It's not a game. Yeah,
back
all right
to you.
All right, I'm trying to think old school.
You want a hint, Chad?
A little bit. I need something.
It's one of Norris's favorite games.
Street Fighter?
Street Fighter comes in at number
I didn't
want
to say Street Fighter because, like, I know it's like a... It doesn't take itself seriously, I feel like, so it's meant to be more of like a jokey movie, so I didn't want to say
Jean-Claude
that.
Jean-Claude Van Damme is in it. That's pretty much all I know about it.
Yeah, and, yeah, that's all anybody remembers out of it. So.
I really hesitated.
Wait,
on
Raul
saying
Julia
the
was
he
M.
Was.
Bison.
That was that. Wasn't that his last... That might have been his last movie role, wasn't it?
Was it?
I hope
to God that Raul Julia's last movie was not.
Well, you look that up. Chad, go ahead and pick one from the chat.
All right. Okay. Well, this is from Sevo Kevo again, and Max Payne.
Max Payne is not on the list.
Oof.
Oh, okay.
Oof.
This is actually very hard.
Yeah.
This is
we'll do one more round, and then I'll give you guys the rest of the list, because you guys are whiffing hard. Chad, it's on you.
All right. Just because they made a couple of them. All right, and I'll specify the most recent one, because I actually like the original movies. Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider is not on this list.
Neither of them?
Neither of them.
Really?
I sat through half of one of the Tomb Raider movies on Pluto TV the other day, and it was real bad.
Yeah.
It was real not good.
The original? Like,
yeah,
old,
with
Angelina Jolie?
With Angelina. Yeah. Not good. Not good at all.
I guess my memory of it, because
I thought you were going somewhere else with it, and you'd have got one, but you didn't.
Damn.
So, Nate.
So, I did just look it up, and in fact, M. Bison was the last movie that Raul Julia was in.
Do you think that's
technically
what killed him?
No, because technically the very last thing he did was a TV movie called Down Came a Blackbird.
Oh, okay.
But yes, the last movie role he ever did was M. Bison in Street
Fighter.
All right,
you got one more guess here.
All right. I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think of another video game movie that has not been named yet.
There are so many.
I know there are.
It's hard to think of them because there's so many recent ones.
Angry Birds.
Oh, yeah.
It is not on this list. And I will have you know that the last time I checked Angry Birds, it might be different since Detective Pikachu, but at one point Angry Birds was the highest grossing video game movie of all time.
That's really sad.
I'm not surprised. I mean, it's a kids movie specifically, and so that makes sense to me.
All right, let's get
one
this.
More from
oh,
the
one
chat.
More from the chat. All right, Mr. Blinks says Hitman.
Hitman is on this list.
Really?
At number seven.
I've actually never seen it, so I can't say anything.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either.
So let's go through the ones that you guys missed. You got three of them. You got Super Mario Brothers at 10, Street Fighter at 9 with a very, very easy hint, and Hitman at 7. At 8, and this is where I thought you were going with your Tomb Raider guess, Resident Evil Extinction.
Oh, yeah. Resident Evil for sure.
Yep. I just didn't know which one to pick, so
yeah,
I just avoided
like
it.
Yeah, there's only like 9 movies.
I just avoided it because like no, none
you,
of them
you,
are
if,
really...
If you would have just said, I'd have given it to you.
Okay,
oh, well,
right,
we also
right.
got number 6, which was Blood Rain. The top 5, Need for Speed.
I never
Jesse
saw it.
Pinkman.
I never saw it.
Oh, my God. Jesse Pinkman is in that?
Here's the thing. Like, as far as like it just being a racing, like it was basically like a Fast and Furious movie, right?
Yeah.
Except
yeah.
Need for Speed.
I imagine.
It wasn't any worse than any action movie like that. So I don't know that I'd have put this on this list considering some of the other stuff you could have.
To be
fair
honest,
enough.
I probably watched it and thought it was Fast and Furious.
At number 4, postal.
Oh, man. So many people.
I did see someone say that.
A couple of people in the chat said postal. And I mean, if the game is any indicator, I just didn't want to bring that game. I hate that game. I've played through it. I beat up Gary Coleman. I did the whole thing. It's horrible. It's a terrible game.
So I've seen this next one and didn't realize that it was based on a video game starring Jason Statham in The Name of the King, a Dungeon Siege tale.
I'm sorry, what? That's based off of Dungeon Siege?
Apparently so.
I've never seen it. I can't say anything.
I'm pretty sure I watched that. I watched that like on TV somewhere. Like
is it bad?
I mean,
is it number three bad?
It's not this list bad.
Who'd you say was in it?
Jason Statham.
Jason Statham.
Yeah, he plays like, if I remember correctly, he's like a blacksmith's son. You watch his family gets killed, and he grows up and becomes a badass because he's Jason Statham, and he goes and kills the king or something.
I guess everyone's got to slum it for a while.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Number two, Alone in the Dark.
Oh my God, I forgot that they had made a movie out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Holy hell.
This list says you could better spend your time sitting alone in the dark.
Yeah.
And the number one, according to GameSpace.com, worst video game movie of all time, House of the Dead.
I did see someone say that.
Someone did say that just before the segment started.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. So there you go. That's your top 10 worst video game movies of all time.
That's a pretty impressively bad list of movies.
It's ones that I didn't even know was a game, to be fair. And then several that I didn't even know existed.
Yeah, like, and several movies that I didn't know
were
things.
They did a good job at their research, I'll say that much.
They sure did. Well, listen, we want to hear from you. How many bad movies were you able to name? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Coming up next, we're going to get to know Sam Nelson from the Samination YouTube channel. He does some great animation projects based around Dead by Daylight and Friday the 13th and Zelda and all kinds of stuff. We're going to get to know him ahead next on Checkpoint XP Daily.
This is Checkpoint XP. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at CheckpointXP.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
We're going to get to know Sam Nelson of the Samination YouTube channel here in just a moment. Welcome back. I want to thank everyone listening on ESPN 1520 in Buffalo, ESPN 1200 and 1440 in Syracuse, and ESPN 1310 and 1350 in Utica, Rome. Checkpoint XP is now a part of the B-Pod Network at bpodstudios.com. For more great listening options like Inside the Ropes, a weekly look inside wrestling in the WWE, and Talkin' Rock with Meltdown, an interview and music news podcast, go to bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Joining us now is Sam Nelson of the Samination YouTube channel. What's going on, Sam? How you doing?
Doing all right. How you guys doing?
So tell us a little bit about your channel and how you started, you know, because you're really interesting. Your channel's really interesting. You do a lot of animated content. How did you start doing animated content for YouTube?
Well, it's a long story, but I'll try to keep it short. Animation is something I've always wanted to do since I was a little kid. And I actually got my start on Newgrounds.com. Have you guys ever heard of that?
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, like Newgrounds was the YouTube, you know, before YouTube. And for some reason, every time I uploaded a video, an animation there, they always put it on the front page. So someone there really liked me. I guess it was Tom Fulp, the creator of Newgrounds. And so like that really helped me kind of get started and like realize, oh, people actually like the junk I make. So I just kept making videos. And when YouTube came along, I jumped over and I was kind of releasing content on both sites. And then when YouTube introduced monetization, I started making videos or series specifically for my YouTube channel. And now today, it's pretty much just all YouTube.
So you have your eighth Dead by Daylight parody that's going to be coming out soon, hopefully. What made you start animating content based around that game specifically?
Well, I do a lot of animated parodies of video games. Like, I've done parodies of, like, Skyward Sword and Breath of the Wild and Resident Evil and...
We were watching your Link's Awakening one earlier today.
That's a good one, I hope.
It is.
So I'm very familiar with doing parodies of video games that I really enjoy. And Dead by Daylight, like, I had just gotten Steam, and because I had just gotten like a really good laptop that could actually play video games, and so I got into Steam and played Soma and Gone Home, and then I saw the Steam game Dead by Daylight. I never saw it when it was in beta. I think I got it the day it came out of beta. And I was in love, you know. It was like the game for me. I mean, it was messy in the start, but it was like nobody knew what they were doing. So it was so much fun, you know, just to jump in there and play. And I played that game like every day. It was like my second job at that point. And so like a year later, it finally hit me, you know, I should make a parody of this video game. And I thought nobody is going to watch this. But I love this game so much, I just want to do it anyway. So I made like, I think the first parody was like 3.5 minutes. It was really short, but it like captured everything about that game so perfectly. And it just took off. Like, the views were just insane. And the developers even embraced it. They used to do like weekly Twitch shows, and they showed it like right at the start of their Twitch show. And so that was like, wow. You know, that was a huge moment for me. And then there was also Friday the 13th that came out like...
Oh, yeah, like right after
around
that.
The same time that I made this first parody, because it had been a year. I think Friday the 13th came out a year after Dead by Daylight, if I'm not mistaken. And while I didn't like that game quite as much, I appreciate that game has some super mega fans, I'm telling you. But like, I played it. It was a bit clunky for me, but it had really nice graphics and it really captured the movies, I thought. So they really did a good job with the characters and all that. So I made a parody of that, because that game has so much going on with it. It was really easy to also like just capture it into an animation. And that one also did like super well. And I thought no one would watch that either, but they did. And then I made another one, and the developers actually put the second one on the front page of the Friday the 13th game website.
Wow.
And that video, I think, is my most viewed video on my channel because of that.
And I'll say, like, one thing that you do well in those videos is really kind of just basically pointing out not only, like, what the community does, but what, like, what's kind of wrong with the game or the bugs in it. So you, like, joke around with it, and it makes it really funny. Like, and people who play the game will pick up on the joke immediately and be like, yes. And I think that's probably why, like, it's still niche, but you did so well with that.
Yes, and I have a theory that the developers watch my videos and they try to make them all obsolete.
They're ruining your video one at a time.
I've even accused them of this. I'm like, you're doing this on purpose. You're fixing hatches where they can be closed now.
Oh, that's
to ruin my jokes.
That is too funny. You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. We're hanging out with Sam Nelson of the Salmon Nation YouTube channel, and I'm actually going to turn a question that we get asked to us quite regularly, and I'm going to pose it to you, because a lot of times people come to us and go, why do you guys do a radio show about video games? You could do a radio show about anything. You could do a podcast about anything. What is it about video games that is so special? So, Sam, to you, what is it about you know, doing parodies of specifically video games as opposed to all of the number of content out there. What is it about video games that that attracts you?
I guess because I love video games. I've always loved video games. And when I'm really addicted to one like Dead by Daylight or the Zelda series, I just have all these ideas just come to me. And I'm like, oh, I can make this into a very funny video. I have done parodies of movies like Jurassic World and Jurassic World 2. And I think there's some other things. But yeah, most of my parodies are video game related.
So
I hope that did that answer the question.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're a really a one-stop shop. You know, you do the writing, the animations, the editing, and the voiceover. How do you manage to fit all of that into your schedule?
I've kind of got it down to a science now. Sometimes I will think about scripts for a very long time, and other times I'll just sit down and I'll write a script in one day. It just depends on how creative I am at that moment. But yeah, like for like Dead by Daylight 8, which I'm working on right now, I know it's going to take about a month because that's how long it usually takes me to make an animation like that.
Wow.
Maybe a little over a month if you include the writing process and the recording of the audio, and I'm constantly like rewriting everything. Like I've been working on this one scene. It's a scene where a character is trying to find a match, and she keeps going into a lobby in the game and getting dodged by the killer. And then she'll go into another one, and there's something wrong with that one, and she'll leave. So she's just having trouble finding a match. And I've been working on that one for like the last 3 days, and I keep like rewriting it and editing it and adding new jokes and stuff. And at some point I'll say, this is done, you know, and I'll move on to the next one. But yeah, I'll keep writing and editing up right to the last minute usually.
And when you do all these things, and one of them obviously is the voicing of these characters. So how do you create some of the voices of these characters, like the Trapper, for instance? Like, how do you get into that mindset of a character that isn't necessarily even yours? Like, you're borrowing that content.
Trapper is a unique one. It's a voice that actually came up with. I had a series. I still have a series. It's called Taco Man Plays a Video Game. It's about a taco that plays video games. But there was one really early on, I think it was like episode 3 or 4, where he was playing the Sega CD version of Cadillacs and Dinosaurs. And there were all these cutscenes, and there was like these two humans and this alien creature. And I just was like ad-libbing what they were saying to each other. And that's when the Trapper voice was created, was for this alien guy. And then like later I made another series called Empty Space, which was about where a planet sends or tricks all the idiots on the planet to get into a ship, and they shoot them into space. And the main character in that show had Trapper's voice as well, and I think I've used it in some other animations that haven't like didn't stick around. But then when this came along, it just fit for him. Like if you hear him in the game when like he gets
like hit
stunned
and stuff.
Yeah, when he gets to, he goes, yeah. Oof. You know, so it sounded like, oh, he should have that voice. And plus he has like that happy that face that's always smiling, so he kind of looks dopey a bit.
Could you give us a little bit of the Trapper?
Yes, hello, I'm the Trapper. What is this?
I think reusing voices just comes down to efficiency. I mean, I recently saw some of Matt Mercer's notes for Critical Role, and when he has a new NPC, in parentheses, the voice it uses is like a callback to a character he's voiced in a game before.
That's interesting.
Yeah, super interesting. I have a question for you, a little bit more over on sort of the technical side. Nerd City recently posted a video about what title words get demonetized or limited on YouTube, and dead and killer are two words on that list.
Yeah.
Has that affected your channel growth in any way?
Actually, no. I rejoined back with YouTube partnership about 2 years ago, and they give you like a strategic partner manager to help you.
Oh, very cool.
And so if I ever get like a video demonetized, I can have them look into it. And I usually get it remonetized. I did have a problem with Dead by Daylight about Six months ago, I think they demonetized the very first one. And I was like, why? And she looked into it and she came back and she said, all she said was that the title wasn't clear enough that it was a parody, even though parody is right there in the title. So what
that makes no sense.
What she had me do was I had to put in parentheses like animated. Okay. So now every Dead by Daylight parody has the word animated after it.
Gotcha.
That's why. And she got it remonetized, but I haven't had any issues since. But yeah, I know that's a problem. And that's why I started this new series where it's more gameplay footage. It's like there's been like a Trapper video where he's playing as himself.
Yeah. That's very funny.
Wraith playing as himself, and then now Nia playing as herself. And I wanted to call the whole thing The Hookers, because that's like inside joke. to people that don't know The Killers, they have to put the survivors on hooks.
Right.
And so Trapper came up with the idea, and I think it was the second episode, that they should call themselves The Hookers, but it's like,
that's so funny.
The others didn't want to go along with that, so I wanted to call the series The Hookers. So what I did was, to not get in trouble with YouTube, is I just made a playlist called The Hookers.
Oh, there you go.
I don't call the episode, I don't write The Hookers in the title of any of their videos. I just throw them in this playlist that's called The Hookers. So that's one way I got around that as well. But yeah, you have to play by the rules. I just think of it like network television, like are you guys familiar with Ren and Stimpy?
Of course.
Okay, that show, the first season of that show, is just like the greatest thing ever made, and it thrived.
Yeah, the John Kay version of the show is really the best version of the show.
But it thrived with censorship.
Right. Yeah, because they were kind of playing like right up to the edge of what you could do.
Right. It made them more creative.
Yeah.
They had to work around everything. Whereas when he was given full freedom to do whatever he wanted, when the show came back,
it was horrible.
It was awful.
It was terrible. He needed
that censorship to make him more creative. You know, it's kind of funny, but
you're absolutely right. Restriction breeds creativity. I 100% believe that. So real quick, before we let you go, Sam, we appreciate your time today. What are you working on? Like, what's coming up next? Do you have any projects in the works that you can tell us about?
All right. Well, as you already know, Dead by Daylight 8 is coming out, which everyone's asking for every day.
I'm asking for it. I'm telling you.
The life of a creator.
I do have a link under all my videos that shows it links you to everything that's being thought of being done. Like, I'm considering doing another Friday the 13th parody that's going to move into like parodying the movies, starting with part 6. And I may actually have the guy from... to do the voice that was in part 6.
Wow.
Hey, well, and by the way, if you ever need voices.
Yeah.
Really? I do
Dungeons and Dragons games Monday night, so I have to come up with all types of voices for NPCs. So.
Oh, yeah. I can do some really interesting voices for sure.
I mean, do, guys.
Yeah. I could just do this voice right here. Like, if you want.
Oh, man.
Also, I'm working on something that's not horror related. It's like a. Since what I'm doing is already like skit shows, I'm making a show called Skit Show, which is going to be all one word, SKITSHO. It's just going to be a bunch of little tiny funny skits that are going to be as edgy as YouTube will allow me to.
Okay.
I like it.
But it's going to allow me to like test the waters with a lot of new ideas, and instead of like committing to a full-fledged show. So I'll like try a bunch of different little things and see if people like it. And if they do, I'll continue, or I'll just keep, if I make like another skit show, there'll be like another one of those skits in there.
Very cool. Sam Nelson of the Samination YouTube channel has been our guest here on Checkpoint XP. Looking forward to Skit Show and everything else that you have in the works. Sam, thank you so much for joining us here today on Checkpoint.
Well, Thank you for having me.
Thanks again to Sam for his time. For full interviews, make sure you visit our website over at CheckpointXP.com. That's going to do it for Checkpoint XP Daily. I want to thank everyone for joining us for the first internationally syndicated show on esports and gaming for radio. Visit our website, CheckpointXP.com, for insight on esports and gaming, as well as a wide collection of podcasts and interviews. Join us Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern at twitch.tv/CheckpointXP. Our theme is provided by the band Weird At Last. Find more at WeirdAtLast.com. Checkpoint XP Daily is a production of Beasley Esports XP. Lead segment producing by Joe Sloan. Brand management and filling in on host duties today, Chad Callahan. And of course, my co-hosts who pull double duty as producers for Checkpoint XP Daily, Robbie Landis. And even though they're not here, Norris Howard and Joe Sloan, my name's A. Bender. Keep listening.
You've been listening to Checkpoint XP, a complete look at all things esports and gaming. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at CheckpointXP.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.